Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I do.
And what's your first name?
Candy.
Okay. And your last name?
MA.
Okay, and do you have a policy number?
Yes. It's 72-525-156-023. Is it pulling up anything? Because last time I called, the lady said no.
No, ma'am, I'm not seeing anything pulling up. Do you see anything with any letters or anything with your policy?
No. I actually used the. I mean, I used the same policy before, and it went through. I don't know why. I just used it in December. Yeah, and I just verified it. I just verified that I do have roadside assistance with my insurance.
Okay, and did you see if this policy number was the same?
Yes. I also verified the policy number, and it is exactly the same. I don't know why it's not pulling up because I used it one time before.
Do you have an effective date?
Do I have one?
Your effective date, the start date of your policy?
Start date. Yeah, the policy was in the start. I mean, I just renewed it last month, but they told me that the roadside assistant will be on my policy for forever. That's what they told me. So
Yes,
I don't know if
that's fine, but I still would need some type. Well, the policy number you're giving me is not pulling up, so that means that I need some additional information to look up that policy.
Okay, the start date of the policy you asked? Let me. I think it was March 26th or the 20, I think it was 27th.
Do you have a producer code?
What is that producer code? Can you tell me what is the producer code?
It will say producer code on it.
But where would I find it is what I'm asking. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, can you tell me where to find it?
I don't know on your paperwork where it would be. I'm sorry.
Oh, paper. Oh my gosh. Can I give you like a VIN number or something or?
Well, I have your VIN number from when you called in earlier.
Oh, okay. Any other information or?
No, I'm trying to see if it'll go through, but nothing's going through. You may have to pay an out-of-pocket expense for the services.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I this is gonna cost too much. I don't know. This is so weird because I used it already. Like I don't know. Last time it worked perfectly fine. Is there any way, like, if I pay out of pocket, like, can I get it reimbursed later, or?
Yes, if you apply for reimbursement through your insurance company, you can get your money back.
Okay. The VIN number, is that the correct number? Like,
Yes,
is
sir.
it? Okay.
The VIN number is correct. So we can continue with an out-of-pocket expense, but you would have to pay the provider directly. You just have to keep your receipts and the payments used. We do use contracted providers, so our prices may be a little bit higher than it would be if you would find someone yourself or Google the area of where you are.
Yeah, but like if I, how do I get the reimbursement?
You would call your insurance company and you would ask them for reimbursement, and they would send some paperwork to you.
Yeah, but like they already confirmed to have roadside assistance. So like, is there like a guarantee I will get my money back or?
That's the reason for reimbursement is because you are having situations with your insurance, so you would have to pay out of pocket. So yes, that falls under that.
So yes, I will get my money back.
I can't tell you whether you are or you're not because I'm not the insurance company. I don't want to give you any wrong information and say that you are, or give you wrong information and say that you're not. You would have to speak with the insurance company about that. But I know that you can apply for reimbursement consideration through them.
Oh, okay. I don't know. How much it would cost?
I don't know, ma'am. The providers are the ones who provide the prices.
No, I'm talking about how much it would cost to get assistance.
I don't know, ma'am, because the providers are the ones who set the prices. We don't set prices.
Oh, okay. You don't.
We're just dispatchers. So, we're not the service providers themselves.
Right, I know, but how am I supposed to know like how much it's gonna cost? My insurance is already closed right now. Like I can't directly ask them.
I'm not understanding what. Okay, so this is what can happen. Either we can look for a service for you. When we look for the service, we get a quote. We get how much it's going to cost, and we call you back to let you know how much it's going to cost. You let us know if you want to go with the services. If you want to go with the services, then we will dispatch them out. You pay the provider when he gets there, okay? If you don't want to go with the services, then you would have to secure a service yourself. You have to find someone yourself, and you would have to pay them. You still would have to pay them. So if we look for someone, you have to pay them. If you look for someone, you have to pay them. The insurance company is not the ones who set the prices. The service providers are the ones who come out to help you. They're the ones who give that set the prices.
Okay, but you're saying that the prices will be higher? Or
I don't know what the prices will be, ma'am, because we don't set the prices.
Yes, I know, but you just said earlier that the services will be higher if I.
Oh yes, because we use contracted providers. So our providers we use are contracted with us, so they're a little bit higher than it would be if you provide a service yourself, like call someone in the area where you are.
Okay. Is there, so there's no other possible way you can look up or buy anything else?
I'm sorry, say that again, ma'am.
There's no other way other than the policy number to look up my information.
Well, I looked up your policy number. I used your policy number to look you up. I used the VIN number to look you up. I found the old ticket from back in December that you were talking about when you called in for the lockout service. And I used the information from that, like the VIN number, to compare to see if it all was correct, the policy number and everything. It does show everything is correct. But unfortunately, the information that I'm putting into my system is not pulling up your policy. So I have tried all of the options that I could to look it up. So like I said, at this point, you either would have to pay an out-of-pocket expense for the services or try to get back in contact with your insurance company, like the claims department or something like that.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night and be safe.
Okay.